Your business exists because you had the idea to start it. Everything begins in our minds. That's why your business results cannot outgrow your current level of thinking. Do you want to serve more clients, make more money, without working more or burning yourself out? Grow yourself first as a leader of your business, because that's who you are, a leader, even if you're the only person in your business right now. When you lead yourself first, the business results will always follow. My name is Maggie Perrotin. I'm an international business and leadership coach, an expert in business mindset, strategy, and high performance. I created the Diamond Effect podcast to help you elevate your thinking, expand your perspective, and through it, grow your business without overwhelm. So let's get started. Welcome, welcome, everybody. I hope you have a fantastic week. And I also hope that you listened to last week's episode 43, Believing in You and Believing in Your Business, because today will be a little bit of a continuation of that podcast. So if you haven't listened to it, I encourage you to do it, okay? Because last week we talked about belief, and when you deeply believe that you can create the results that you want, so in our case, the business of our dreams, then your actions confirm that belief 100%. So the actions that you take come from that belief, from that thinking, from feeling empowered, from that thinking. So it's not only the actions that are led by the mindset that differs. So it's not only like, oh, if I don't believe and I take the same actions, yes, the results will be different, as opposed to when I do believe and take the actions and the energy that I have is very different, so results are different. But also the type of actions you take might be actually different when you're coming from the belief and when they're not driven by fear and kind of underlying lack of belief, okay? And as I was creating the last week's podcast, I coined this concept of strategic failure. And I wanted to talk more about this today. Now, I did talk a little bit about failure last year in episode 12, so somewhere in the beginning, about embracing failure in entrepreneurship and business building, because it's really inevitable. And I truly believe that in creating the results you want in any area of your life, not just business, you cannot avoid failing, okay? Now, but there is a difference between failing from actions taken from lack of belief, right, versus failing from actions that are coming from that confident place, confident decisions that is rooted in belief and success. And that's what I want to talk about today. So when you think about that first type of failure, that kind of stems from, you know, I don't really believe that I can be successful in my business, or I believe it to an extent. So let's say I believe that I can create like a five-figure business and have some clients and like pay the bills, but I don't really deeply believe that my business could be six figures and seven figures. And I can create it in a way that I want, not by hustle and burning yourself out and so on, but in a way that I want. So when the actions come from that type of belief, then the failure you create also is different. And sometimes it leads to that pseudo actions doing the same thing over and over, still kind of expecting different result, but not really believing that you can create a different result. So not really changing and learning from it and so on, right? Because then what happens is that you're not learning from those failures. Because if you don't believe that your actions can really lead to something better, you don't always reassess those actions and realize that maybe you can do them in a better way, right? So there's not as much learning curve. And also what happens in this type of failure, kind of non-strategic failure, is that when you fail and you try to realize what happened and so on, you don't dig deep into the root cause. And sometimes you just try to fix symptoms. And how it's manifesting itself, where I see sometimes in entrepreneurs, is this way. So for example, you are marketing your business and you chose certain marketing tactics, not necessarily, again, based on belief in your client, in yourself, in your business, and the fact that you can truly create the income that you want, but more based on what other people are doing and not being sure what would work for you and kind of winging it. So then when you take those actions in marketing and you don't get the results that you want, you get some results, but not the ones you want, or fail, then you think that is the tactic that's not creating those results. So like you think that it's because you chose YouTube over LinkedIn, or because you're networking in person over virtual networking or whatever, and you try to change the tactic without really looking, is it truly a tactic that's a problem here? Or is it maybe my skill of marketing? And do I truly understand how to market my business, how to communicate with my best clients and inspire them to actions and compel them to buy from me? Because if the failure is really the result of you not having the marketing skills, switching the platform or the way you market your business, it will still give you the same results of people not buying from you, because you still don't know how to communicate with your client. And whether it's, I don't know how to communicate on LinkedIn or YouTube, doesn't matter, the result will be the same. Right? Whereas strategic failure, as I will call it from now on, is coming from actions that you took because you believed in your success. You believed in your ability to create the business you truly deeply want, not just dimmed expectations of you not believing, right? And that you believe in your business creating value for your clients. And when you take actions from that belief, okay, then even if you fail, that failure becomes more valuable and leads you to the mastery and truly figuring out how to create a successful business. So think about it this way. When you have thoughts that are full of belief in, I can do this, I can figure this out, what I offer to my clients has a lot of value, I truly believe that, then you feel empowered. Then the decisions you make are much more bolder, much more, you really engage your creative strategic brain when you think there that. From in that, when you're in that place. So you take strategic action. And then some of it leads to success, 100%, but some of it will still lead to failure. And as I was talking about last week about athletes, even, you know, the professional world-class athletes fail sometimes, right? Not every star basketball player scores 100% of their basketball shoots. And they're the best, right? They still fail sometimes. So being a pro, knowing, staying in belief and confidence, learning from the best, having teachers and coaches and skill mastery doesn't shield you completely from failure, right? But when you fail, when you're standing behind the decisions you make, you know exactly that was the right decision. What it allows you to do is evaluate that failure and improve and gain even more mastery and gain even better results next time. So the examples I want to give you, there's a couple of examples of that type of failure is, for example, the intentional marketing strategy when we created with my clients, even the one that I have for my business. The intentional marketing strategy is truly rooted in value for your best clients. So let's talk here, like I will think or I would take you, my dear listener, as my client, so it's easier for me to explain. So it's rooted in value for your best clients, right? So when we create a marketing, intentional marketing strategy in Diamond Effect Group or through Diamond Effect Process, we get to know your best clients really good, better than they know themselves. And then we know, right, you get to know what exactly brings them value and then create marketing strategy based on that and also based on your mission and who you are in your business, what you want to represent your brand, right? So when you create strategy this way and the tactics that you pick from marketing, you truly have a strong belief that whatever you chose will work, that it will create the results of your best clients coming and buying from you and taking you up on your offers and reaching out, right? So you take that and you start implementing it. And as you go and implement, just like even the best athletes in the world, sometimes it will work no problem and you will be signing clients and so on, and sometimes it won't, or it will be on and off. There will be, you know, the clients will be coming to you, you'll be having sales conversations, and out of those sales conversations, you'll be signing clients, but not all of them. However, what will happen is you won't be wanting to change your strategy because you exactly know where it's coming from, as opposed to when you have a strategy that's kind of like a melting pot on ideas and it's kind of winging when you don't truly deeply believe in it. And then you keep changing the tactics, thinking that it's definitely LinkedIn's fault that your clients are not seeing, or LinkedIn is not the right platform. You go to YouTube, or again, you do something else. Here you're staying with it. And the lack of results with the intentional marketing strategy, what it does, it exposes what you need to work on. It exposes maybe some gaps in your skill that you need to learn more and master, or it exposes or it shows you the improvements that just need to be made without changing the decisions per se you made about this strategy. And what that leads to is even more high value decisions, more high value actions. And I did talk about making high value decisions versus low value decisions in episode, I don't remember, January as well, one of the trilogy of being an effective CEO of your business. So one of the first three episodes in January. So it just leads you to more high value decisions, more high value actions, adjusting, trying again. And that's how you gain mastery, right? And another like example that I have when I work with my clients is like, when I teach them the habit of weekly planning, and not only teach, but then we work on them adopting that habit, right? Habit takes time to implement and for you to fully start feeling the compounded results and effects of it, and you being good at them and them kind of becoming automatic and easy. In the beginning, it's work, right? So now we know weekly habit is one of the best high performance habits I would like recommend to anybody. Okay. I did do an episode. I'm going to be sending you in this episode to many other Diamond Effect episodes, but there was an episode that I did, and I think last year as well, on a passionate case for planning. So I invite you to listen to it. And I don't have the number in front of me, just coming to me this moment. But weekly planning, it takes time. So it might be that it will take you, you know, 4 weeks, 6 weeks to really adopt it and figure out your way of doing it that works for you and me guiding you. So it might be, you know, week one or two or three, it won't work the way you want, meaning you're going to fail in implementing it the way we want to get to in the end, right? As an end result. Now, it doesn't mean that habit is not good for you and it won't work and it's not going to create the results you want. It just means you don't have a skill to do it in the beginning and you need to learn and master the skills. How do we know that? We know that because I've done it for so many years, and this habit alone allowed me to be so effective with my time throughout the week that, like, I can do five times more, if not more, to what an average person who doesn't plan weekly can do in the same amount of time, right? Or maybe even more. I've never tested that theory. So I think it might be more, but let's be conservative. I would say five times more. And then, of course, I see the results that my clients get. So we know this process of weekly planning works. But only because it doesn't work for you in the beginning when you start learning it, it doesn't mean the process is wrong, right? Or the habit is won't work for you. It just means you don't have a skill. And if you take it from that place, believing in the process and what's good for you, because you believe, right, this is the right thing for you, then it will allow you to stay consistent and develop the skill. And again, this is like if you take athletes, it's the same. Like, let's take a basketball player. I'll be switching between, you know, skating and basketball and maybe some other sports. So I used to actually play basketball in primary school. If you don't know, I'm fairly tall and I wasn't the best at it, but actually for the last 3 years of my primary school, I was in a class that, you know, specialized, let's say, in sports and basketball. And we used to go to like regional championships and so on. So we were like regional level sort of champions from time to time. So I played basketball. Don't get me wrong, I wasn't the best on the team, but I was part of the team and I played and I enjoyed it. So, but I definitely know the rules. I loved NBA watching and so on. So when you think about a strategy of shooting from the distance, right, for 3-point shooting, now, only because the players are not perfect 100% of the time, and oftentimes they fail, doesn't mean they should, you know, ditch the strategy of shooting for 3 points. It means they need to get better at implementation. And even if they have a skill of shooting at 3 points, they still can master that skill, right? Better to be have a better hold of the ball and better position, whatever. But even if they're best, then the implementation of it during the game can be improved, right? Looking for the right momentum, for the right position, being in the mindset, technique, all that matters, right? But they keep getting at it. They keep sticking with keeping the 3-point shooting as one part of their strategy because it's so powerful. They don't ditch it just because it didn't work in one game or the second game. Okay, that's where strategic failure is so powerful, because it comes from the belief in you being successful, the belief in the strategies that you pick and the decisions you make, and then just implementation of it and focusing on bettering and bettering implementation. Okay, so I want to leave you with sort of this challenge and invite you to assess the failure in your business, right? We all have failures, myself included. It's part of running a business. You'll never get rid of it. And if you are thinking that that will be one day the case, then maybe you should rethink your mindset about it, or whether, you know, I really believe that even in life, like, we just, failure is just part of life, and it's just part of success, truly. But assess it from the point is, one is, are you failing enough? Because if you're not failing enough in your business, if you're hitting your goals all the time and, you know, not really feeling like you don't have a lot of failure at all, then maybe, just maybe, you're staying in your comfort zone and you're playing small and you're not pushing yourself. And maybe that's coming from some lack of belief deep down. So I want to challenge you, dig deep a little bit. Now, if you are failing a lot, just like me, then look at how are you failing, right? Are you failing kind of with the same thing over and over? You're have some progress, but it's really minimal. The results are not exactly what you want. And your curve of learning is, you're not learning as fast, or, you know, the same, you're making the same mistakes, or even like regressing. Right? Or if you're switching your decisions all the time, switching the strategies, right, where you maybe are not in full belief, then that might not be the best way of failing either, right? And when you assess that, when you realize that you're not failing strategically, but more from lack of belief, a lack of belief in your decisions, and trying to fix the surface level symptoms of your challenges, not the root causes, then that's where the improvement lies, right? And before we finish, we're almost done here. Like, I want to talk about, you know, my coach's approach to growing the business and so on. What you want to do, and I truly believe with it, 100% agree with it, that's why I chose her as a coach. Many reasons, but that's one of them, is that you want to make yourself as a common denominator of growing a business. And what I mean by that is, you want to choose a process, an intentional marketing strategy, and so on, that you truly believe is the right for you. And it doesn't mean you never change and improve on it, okay? But it comes from that belief, right? And you follow the main thing all the time because you believe that's the right strategy for growing your business, because it's rooted in your best client. It's rooted in your mission. It's rooted in your values, in what you want, if what you want to achieve and what you believe in and who you serve. When you have strategies rooted in this, you truly, it's easy to believe that they're the right ones. And if you stick with that and then you go and implement, then what that allows you to do is truly learn from the failures, master the skills that you need, and fix the root causes of the failures, not just symptoms. Okay? Because again, the belief-based strategies and decisions expose, right, the imperfections or the things that need to be fixed, the lack of skill. And if you truly believe in them, then your focus is turned into the things that, when you fix them, create massive results in your business. Okay? So then the last thing is, after you realize whether you're failing enough or not, and then realize whether you're failing strategically or not, then once you move to failing strategically, then make your failures worth thousands of dollars, but by learning from them, not ignoring them, not beating yourself up by them, but in not taking everything personally, but seeing that all you need to do is improve the skill and just become a better athlete in business and better skilled athlete in business. And so evaluating and learning them from them. And that will exponentially speed up your results. And I teach my clients evaluations, how to do it on their own. And then we evaluate at least monthly their business and their progress. But also if they have any projects they're doing, trying something new, we evaluate as that, as it goes. But truly, when you do that, you can make each failure worth like thousands of dollars down the line for you. Each lesson like that would make you thousands of dollars down the line, okay? So yes, strategic failure, it's inevitable, it's normal, it doesn't make you less of anything. Embrace it. It actually makes you a stronger and more empowered and more effective CEO of your business. There's a lot of benefits that come from it. And ultimately, you do become a more confident leader of your business. You make bolder decisions that lead to even more strategic actions. Okay? So go out there, be bold, don't be scared to fail, and join me in the May webinar that we will talk all about confidence and growing your business through confidence and through belief in yourself and in your business. We're going to go with the webinar on May 10th, 11th, or 12th at 11 a.m. Eastern 2022. The link will be in the show notes. And if you ever listen to this podcast outside of those dates and you're like, damn it, I missed it, I would love to know how I can learn more, just shoot me an email, maggie@stairwaytoleadership.com, and we can do something about that for you. All right. Have a fantastic week. Bye, everybody. Thank you for listening today. If this podcast resonated with you, please come back. Also, you can leave a review on whatever platform you're listening. And if you have a suggestion, question, or a topic you would like me to talk about, let's get in touch via email. Email me at maggie@stairwaytoleadership.com. See you in the next episode.